spreadsheets, clunky software, 100 different logins just to run your business? Ah.
There's a better way. Odoo. One simple, connected platform that handles sales, inventory, accounting, and more. So you can focus on growing, not juggling. Make the switch today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They have revealed the dirtiest cities in the United States, and I will ask you all to guess, except Sam, because he knows.
Detroit, St. Louis.
Let me give you the top 10. Let me start. Okay. Detroit and St. Louis are not in the top 10.
Whoa. Okay. Are they major cities? Like all of them are
yes.
major cities. Okay.
Yes.
New York? It's kind of gross because it's flat and the rain doesn't drain. That's why it stinks in the summer.
New York is way down on the list.
Okay. So Topeka. Make it close to the top 10.
Mm.
Major city, Dan.
Oh, sorry.
Wichita?
We said major city.
Okay. That's why I said Wichita with 15 different syllables.
Let me ask you a different way.
Yeah.
In the top 10, where do you think Kansas City falls as the dirtiest city?
So and we're yes, in the top 10?
Yes. Ooh. Have you not seen the highways? There's crap everywhere.
If St. Louis isn't in the top 10, Kansas City doesn't deserve to be in the top 10. I say that as somebody from St. Louis, no. Our highways are gross. Everywhere in St. Louis is covered in graffiti and trash. Everywhere.
It's bad.
Everything looks fresh and new here comparatively. Fine. I'm going to say we're seventh.
Kansas City comes in the eighth dirtiest city.
And what do they mean by dirty?
Well, to be fair, if you go down and you read into the methodology of the story, which I didn't put into the stack, sorry, they specifically looked at how many people called the 311 service to complain about how dirty it
so
is.
So that actually...
We're just bitchier.
Right. So it's less about being dirty and more about just being...
We've got
OCD.
More Karens.
Yeah.
Yeah. New York is so far down the list because residents there walk around. They're like, yeah, it's a Tuesday. Yeah. It's normal.
They looked at sewage disposal, drinking water, littered streets. We would be the worst. We would be number one, I'm telling you.
No.
To missed garbage pickups. And they analyzed 12 million sanitation related 311 action complaints.
Good God, people.
Here are your top 10. Dallas, followed by Buffalo. We're ranking
Buffalo.
We're getting worse. Dallas, Buffalo, Kansas City, followed by San Antonio, Boston, and your top five dirtiest cities: Memphis, L.A., Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
And Charlotte, that surprises me.
Not been there.
Followed by Sacramento, and number one by far with a bullet is Baltimore.
Oh, Baltimore, yeah. No. I think there's a wind that takes all the trash from D.C. into Baltimore. It's bad.
Texas authorities are investigating a crash that killed one of their deputies. Super sad story, according to the Dawson County Sheriff's Office this week. One of their deputies died after debris from a passing vehicle struck him during a traffic stop. So officer has the car pulled over.
Yeah.
Different car going by, it says, quote, debris flies out, strikes the officer.
Kills him.
Officer dies. Could you find anywhere, Sam, did they, not that it matters, what was the debris?
They did not specify, based on the description in the story, it sounds like it was an unsecured load situation. Here we go and again. You know, when you drive by vehicles that are stationary and you're moving at highway speeds, there's a lot of wind. So I'm thinking that they drove by, that extra pressure from the wind threw something off of this trailer that wasn't secured.
So
it hit the sheriff.
Last week, I think in LA, a tire flew off the back of somebody's truck, like an old tire they were going to take into the dump or whatever. Tire flies off, goes through the windshield, and kills a driver in LA. I bring all of this up with the Dirty City story because I have been screaming about this, John, for many years. And then Matt Fleener over at Channel 9 came in and did a ton of stories about it, that we have got to do something to clean up this. I mean, there are bumpers, chairs.
We're going on a week and a half with the bumper on 69 Highway.
Yeah, it's just still there.
I think we should like plant.
But then also just the trash.
It.
Like, you've lived in other places. Do you not notice on our highways there is trash everywhere?
Yeah, I mean, but I lived in St. Louis, so I mean. Now the trash was.
Damn, this is nice.
It was in the gutters and driving by. So I could not believe, and I think everyone should do this at some point in their life. Volunteer with like a local fire department or something like that to clean up a highway. I did that when I was 19.
Was it court ordered?
I was taking my trash for a ride and just whatever. No, I worked with the local volunteer fire department, and that was one of the things. We adopted a stretch of highway, and then we went and cleaned it.
Okay.
It is insane.
What did you find? Go ahead and tell me.
I mean, everything. Like diapers and condoms and, you know, fast food trash is the biggest thing.
Is that why they give you the little pokey stick thing?
Yeah.
Is there any other use for that in the world?
Homicide?
Yeah, I was going to say stabbing somebody, I guess.
Really unfortunate round of fencing.
It's to stab somebody you don't want to get anywhere near. It's really like the most insulting way to stab somebody, because you could stab them with a knife and get
so
close.
You're so vile. I don't even want to be near you.
Yeah, that's like personal. It's like, I'm right here. I can feel the soul leave your body. Not me. I just want to be back here just casually poking holes in you.
But all we have to do is look out our window here at the ditch next to Shawnee Mission Parkway, we can see a variety of trash.
The ditch.
Oh, I saw something else.
The ditch.
Yeah, you said
it
ditch.
It drives me crazy, and I just don't believe there is no solution for it. And because it's a hazard, it could kill you on the highway. But then when it's dumped there, like the bumper, Sam, have you ever noticed when you're driving at a high rate of speed and you're like, maybe you don't notice the bumper on the left, that thing could fly up and kill you or somebody else.
Well, I told you about the time that I dodged a full-size standing freezer that fell off of the back of a truck right in front of me.
This is why I will not drive behind anyone carrying anything, because I don't believe, especially ladders, I'm like, there's no way I believe that you securely stored those.
It was one of those metal scrapper guys. He had one strap, and man, he had so much faith in that strap. It failed.
Hanging on by a thread.
Yeah, that red flag doesn't fill me with a lot of confidence. I don't think that you actually put it in the exact right spot.
No.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I will not give you. I've seen
ever
too many, you know, videos and movies and stuff like that.
You want me to believe that guy, the furniture in the back stacked like a failed game of Jenga, knows what he's doing and cares about your safety? Go around him.
Yeah.
Go around him.
So let's go over the things, like the weirdest thing that you've seen, like off. Because when I did that, we found three mattresses. Like in the back, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know why? People put them on their roof and think,
I'm fly
just
off.
And they there's lift on those things.
Yeah,
and then they fly
it's
off.
A square. It's a rectangle.
Fun fact: if you drive over that, it will catch fire and everyone dies.
Oh,
the
really?
Biggest question is why don't they stop and come back to get them?
Well, I think
don't you want your mattress?
Well, not want to touch the dirty highway. No, I'm not sleeping on that.
Not
I have no idea.
Risk of life and limb, Dan. Like on the highway, I would. Can you imagine? Could you just slow down just for a minute while I pull this mattress out? There's no way. Is it a Tempur-Pedic? It'd take five people.
It's a sleep number bed. I have to go back for it.
1-3-5. What's your sleep number? 0, because you're dead. You died trying to get your mattress out of 435.
Flat.
Ladders. I think that's a big one. You see on the highway all the time.
Recliners. I see those far too often.
How?
The saddest thing, and I did it a couple of times, the saddest thing was a wedding dress.
Oh.
And I was just like, that had to be, hopefully was an accident, or just.
Where was the bride?
The limo was going by with the cans rattling in the back, and then it just goes out the moonroof. Yeah!
Could have been a runaway bride.
It could have been.
Yeah.
It could have been.
913-586-7798.
Phones are ringing. What's the weirdest thing you've ever dodged on the highway? We'll be back right after this.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.